Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
I heard someone say, I don't know, a week or two ago, that our flag does not wave because of wind. And I paused for a moment, and then they explained, our flag waves because of the sacrifice that the men and women have made to keep us free. We could have easily been underneath another flag from another country and overtaken a couple of times at least. But God saw fit to have brave men and women to go and stand up for honor and God and for freedom. And like I said, they're not the giver of freedom, but they sure do preserve it for us. Amen. Amen. Well, it's just an honor to be here. And it's always good to honor. We really want to honor those that are currently serving and those who have served as well. We just thank you for the sacrifice that you made about leaving your family, leaving your homeland, and leaving your where you live to be able to serve the country. And it's such a degree of integrity and honor to see that happening in individuals that I'm taken back by it. I really am. And we should never, ever forget the price that was paid for Old Glory to still fly. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Well, I want the praise team to come back up and get ready. I'm going to touch on something just briefly this morning. I want you to look at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. How did you do coming out of this stay-home thing? By the way, the governor has the North Carolina governor has lifted the stay-home order, and he's also exempted the church funerals, weddings, and services. He has exempted the church from the executive order as well, which I think is a great thing to do. I really do. Amen. It's great. Did you find Proverbs? It's somewhere in this Bible. Proverbs chapter 3. This is some of the verses that I learned and memorized when I was little. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct or he will make your path straight. Yes. Boy, I want to encourage everyone, because this is what I consider coming out of the gates. You know, in a race or something, you come out of the gates and you come out strong and you come out with your best foot forward and doing the strength and doing the running. But our life, the doors have been opened again. I do appreciate Dan's song about, were you glad when we were told we can go back to the house of God again? Were you glad when you were told you can go back and be with the people of God again? I really do. That's a great song, Dan. It really is. I love it. But I want to just briefly look at this for a moment about trust in the Lord. Because this is something that you and I need to do from the get-go out of this thing. Because in it, we trust God. We don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what was going to happen with all of this thing with COVID-19. Didn't have any idea, but the longer it went on, the worse it got. And I'm not talking about necessarily just the virus, but the control of government got worse. You know, I think in some cases they enjoyed it. You know, and don't need to enjoy that so much. You know, we're a free people. And we're going to remain a free people. But at the same time, we did want that to get go. We wanted to honor and respect, because we really felt like they was trying to help us. And then a little bit after a few weeks, it began to shift a little. But we still pray for the government, still pray for our leaders, for the president, and all of our leaders, you know, to be able to be influenced by God, influenced by the power of the Holy Spirit. But I'm gonna tell you this: there are, how many of you like invitations? Wait a minute, it's all according to what I'm going to be invited to, you know. You know, after I asked that, I said, you know, maybe it's a bad invitation. Hey, were you invited to come over and let us hang you? No, I don't think I'm coming. You know, so how many of you like wonderful invitations? I mean, you just like, this is a good invitation. We got some invitations handed out today, some with Dawn is getting married. Dawn and Marvin, God bless you guys. Y'all are getting there. So you begin to see how invitations are. How many of you remember your first invitation from God by the power of the Holy Spirit for you to come to Jesus? The invitation, I've paid for all this for you. All you got to do is say yes. All you got to do is turn from this and come to me. Turn from this and come to me. That's a wonderful invitation. Well, in this passage, there are four invitations from God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean upon your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Four invitations, and we'll be giving you those next week. I just, you know, I don't have time to go through them all in 8 minutes, but, and we really want to keep it down to an hour of being together. That's one of the things that we promised that we would do is keep it to an hour of being in a closed room together. And next week, maybe we can go a little bit longer. And then when we get in phase two, hopefully we'll be able to bring the kids in and have nursery and kids church and all that. They miss it too. They really do. But I'm going to be sharing that next week. And but I really want to be disciplined enough and be honoring what we said we would do and get out of here within an hour. So, but before we do that, let me say again, I want to thank you. Thank you for praying for your leadership and praying for your pastor. And just remember, he's like this on the outside, but he's like that video on the inside. So don't ever forget it. And I think some of you are the same way. And I know we'll have another song or two, and then we're going to dismiss and let you out in a timely manner. So let's go back into worship. Was somebody waving at me? If you weren't waving at me, go ahead and wave at me. Everybody wave at me. God bless you. Let's stand and worship.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.